New South Wales government has been forced to reveal documents it wanted to keep secret, thanks to a defection from its own side and a threat to suspend one of its most senior members from Parliament. Last night, the government's upper house leader, Don Harwin, was formally censured and given until this morning to produce key documents related to billion-dollar projects. If he didn't, he risked being found in contempt of Parliament and suspended from the chamber. New South Wales State political reporter Sarah Gerethy joins us now from Macquarie Street. Sarah, it's very unusual for a government minister to be censured. How has the government found itself in this position?
Well, look, over the last few months, Eleanor, the government has been in a position where crossbenchers and the opposition have grown increasingly frustrated that they cannot get it to hand over documents related to several really controversial policies, including its plan to knock down and rebuild Sydney stadiums, and also the plan to move the Powerhouse Museum to Parramatta. Now, there's been a number of calls for papers from the upper house to produce these documents, which the government has ignored, arguing that they're cabinet in confidence. And so that led to this censure motion last night against the government's leader in the upper house, Don Harwin. But crucial to the success of that motion, as you mentioned, was a rogue government backbencher, Matthew Mason Cox, who's crossed the floor on a number of votes in recent times, but whose vote was crucial last night to actually passing the censure motion against Don Harwin. He said he thought long and hard about it, but he felt like the government was, being too secretive about these matters and that it was in the public interest to have these documents turned over.
And these documents are business plans. Mr. Harwin was issued with an ultimatum in that censure motion last night. What were his options?
Well, look, he was told that he had until 9:30 this morning to produce the documents, and if not, that he had to give an explanation to Parliament. What was then going to happen was that if the Parliament wasn't satisfied with his actions, he was facing a suspension motion. He would have been found in contempt of Parliament, and if Matthew Mason Cox, the government backbencher, had voted with the suspension motion, he could have found himself suspended from Parliament until the end of this month. Now, the last time that happened was in 1999 against former Labor Treasurer Michael Egan. He actually ended up being marched out by the usher of the Black Rod. But Don Harwin surprised a lot of people this morning when he stood up in Parliament and said that, in fact, the government will produce these documents, which crossbenchers and Labor have been demanding for months and months, and that they'll be delivered by close of business Friday.
So the government is now promising to hand over the business plans then?
Yeah, that's right. So they're saying that they will be hand-delivered to the Tables office by 5 p.m. Friday. Now, interestingly, obviously that is going into a long weekend and we will see what they actually hand over. There is always a chance that they may try and do something like, redact some of the documents or not deliver everything that's promised. But certainly the suspension motion is off. The government lives another day and we'll find out on Friday whether they have done what they've promised. But certainly they've backed down for now.
Sarah Gerethy in the New South Wales Parliament, thank you.